Now then, this is a brand new tape. I just want to see how it records. It ought to do pretty well. Unfortunately, I bought a 5-inch one instead of a 7-inch tape. However, this one lasts an hour. I think mine other ones last a good bit longer, but still. Hour and 4 minutes, sorry. Now then, I'm just seeing if this is a good tape. I'm going to play it back now. Cheerio.
One that April with his sure as sota, the draught of March hath pierced to the rota, and bathed every vein in switch liqueur, of which virtue engendered is the floor, when Zephyrus ache with his sweat a breath, and spirit hath in every holt and heath the tender croppers, and the young asunna hath in the ram his half a coursey runner, and smaller foolers mark and melodia, that sleepen all the nicht with open ear, so pricketh him nature in her carriages. Then longen folk to gone on pilgrimages, and palmers for to seeken strounger stranders to ferne halwas, couth in sundry landers. And specially, from every shearer's end of England to Canterbury they wender, the holy blissful martyr for to seeker, that him hath holpen when that they were seeker. Befell that, in that season on a die, in sooth work at the tabard as he lie, ready to wenden on me pilgrimage to Canterbury with full devout courage, at nicht was come into that hostelria, well 29 in a compania, of sundry folk, be aventuri fala in fellowship, and pilgrims where they alla, that toward Canterbury Walden Reader. The chambers and the stables were in weeder, and well we were an aged atabesta. And shortly, when the sonner was to rest her, so had he spoken with him every John, that he was of her fellowship anon, and made a forward early for Teresa to tack her way, thereas he used a visa. But natheless, weel he have team and spasa, ere that he farther in this tala passa, may thinketh it, according to reason, to tell you all the condition of each of him, so as it seemed may, and which they weren, and of what degree, and aching what awry that they were in a, and at a knicht, then will he first begin a. A knicht there was, and that a worthy man, that fro the teamer that he first began to read noot, he loved chivalria, truth and honour, freedom and courtesia. Full worthy was he in his lord as wara, and thereto had he ridden, no man farer, as well in Christendom as he the Nessa, and ever honoured for his worthy Nessa. At Alessandra he was when it was wanna, full oft a team he had of the board begunna above an all nations in Prusa, in Leto had he raised, and in Rusa, no Christen man so oft of his degree. In Jernad at the Sage Ake had he bay of Algeciar, and ridden in Belmaria, at Lies was he, and at Satalia when they were wanna. And in the great assay at many a noble arrive had he bay, at mortal battles had he been 15, and fochten for our faith at Tramizena in Lister's Threas, and aye slain his foe. This ilka worthy nicht had been also some teamer with the Lord of Palatia, again another heathen in Turquia, and evermore he had a sovereign priest. And though that he were worthy, he was weese, and of his part as make as is a maida. He never yet no villainy in his cider in all his leaf, unto no manner weicht. He was a very perfect gentle knicht. But for to tellin' you of his awry, his horse were goda, but he was not guy. A fustian he wearied a chipoon, all besmattered with his habergeon, for he was later come from his viaja, and went for to don his pilgrimage. With him there was his son, a young squire, a lovier, and a lusty bachelor, with lockers cruel as they were laid in pressa. Of 20 year of age he was, he guesser. Of his stature he was of even a lengther, and wonderly deliver and great of strengther. And they had been some time in Shivershire, in Flanders, in Artois, and Picardia, and borne him well, as of so little spasa, in hope to stand and in his lady grassa. Embrooded was he, as it were a maid, all full of fresher flour, sweet and reda, singing he was, or floiting all the day. He was as fresh as is the month of May. Short was his guna, with slave as long and weeder. Well could he sit on horse and fire a reader. He could a song as marker, and well in deeter, juice to take dance, and well portray and reader. So hot he loved her, that be nicht a tala, he slept no more than doth a nicht in gala. Courteous he was, lowly and serviceable, and cash before his father at the table. A yeoman had he, and servants no more, at that time, for him list a reader so. And he was clad in coat and hood of grainer, a shape of peacock arwas, bricht and cana under his belt he bar full thriftily. Well could he dress his tackle yeomanly, his arwas drooped knocked with feathers lower, and in his hand he bar a michty boa, a note head had he, with a broon visage, of watercraft well could he all the usage. Upon his arm he bar a grey brisere, and by his seed a sword and a bocalere. And on that other seed a guy daguerre, harnessed well and sharp as point of spare, a Christopher on his breast of silver shena, and horn he bar, the baudric was of grainer, a forester was he, southly as he guesser. There also was a nunna, a prioressa, that of her spieling was full simple and coy, her greatest oath was but be Saint Loy, and she was clepid Madame Eglantina. Full well she sung the service of divina, and tuned in her nose a full samely, and French she spoke full fair and fettersly after the school of Stratford at a Moor, for French of Paris was to her un knoa. Et meta, well it talked was she with Arla, she let no morsel from her lippers falla, ni wet her fingers in her saucer daper. Well could she carry a morsel and well caper, that no drop any fill upon her breast. In courtesy she set full much her lest. Her over lipper weeped she so cleaner, that in her copper was no farthing saner of gracer, when she drunk and had her drouchter. Full samely after her mate she rouchter. And sickerly she was of great disport, and full pleasant and amiable of port, and paided her to counterfeit a chair of court, and been a statlich of Madeira, and to been hold a dean of reverencer. But for to spaken of her conscience, she was so charitable and so piteous, she walled a waper, if that she saw a moose cocked in a trapper, if it were dead or bledder. Of smaller hounds had he, that she fed her with roasted flesh, or milk and wastel brain. But sore a wape she, if one of them were dead, or if men smoted with a yard or smarter, for all was conscience and tender hearter. Full samely her wimple pinched was, her nose treatise, her e'en grey as glass, her mouth full small, and there too soft and red. But sickerly she had a fair forehead, it was almost a span abroad he trower, for hardily she was not undergrower. Full fetties were her cloak, as he was ware. A small corral about her arm she bare a pair of baders, gowded all with grainer, and thereon hang a brooch of gold full shana, on which there was first writ a crooned A, and after Amor vincit omnia.